Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture. First of all, Coreli Dimitriadis, thank you very much for accepting SBS Greek invitation to talk about this new collection of yours. Thank you. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The title of your new work is She's Not Normal, or 12 Years of My Life. It could possibly be an alternative title of your recent collection. My understanding is, and as you mentioned on the preface, you have these collections written in the past 12 or more years. Is that correct, Coralie?
Look, I've got a lot of unpublished poetry. Mm-hmm. Most of my poetry, believe it or not, is unpublished. So what I try to do is when I see a reoccurring theme in my work, then I can say, okay, I'm going to have a collection that is about this theme, and I'm going to bring together all the poems that I've written about that theme or that connect to that theme. Mm-hmm. And then I will tell the reader so they know these poems, they span 12 years of my life, which is what I did with this book. So they know that I have an evolution, because obviously we change over 12 years.
Of course.
So, but poems that I might have written 12 years ago might be relevant to someone that is going through what I went through 12 years ago. So that's why I include all my poems. Doesn't matter if I don't feel the same way about them anymore.
Who is not normal, Coralie? Is it the society we live in? Is it the community we belong? Is it Greece? Is it Cyprus that are not normal? Or is it you're not normal, as a sarcasm of yourself? Why did you choose this title?
I guess I am being sarcastic when I say she's not normal. I think the world is very mainstream and commercial. And so when you don't fit that mold of mainstream, you can feel like you're not normal. And I guess it's taken me a long time to realize, you know, because in the past, a lot of the times I would just say there's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, I realized actually, no, there's nothing wrong with me. It's okay to be unique. It's okay to feel these things. It doesn't mean I'm not normal. The world just doesn't have space for people, or judges people, if they don't fit that specific, like, mainstream role.
Several times in your book, in your poems, you are referring to Australian way of life, the way of living. You have a poem that is called The Great Australian Dream. What is Coralie's Australian dream?
I've changed a lot as well, because being a migrant, when you've been brought up in a migrant family, everything is about the successful migrant dream. So that looks like buying a house, getting married, having a family. When I got divorced, you know, for example, I wasn't interested in buying a property and settling down. I just wanted to, I have a poem, I think it's in my previous book, Just Give Me the Pills, where I say, I just want to move around like a gypsy, you know, but many years later, I realized, no, actually, I do want to have that security now that I'm older. But in terms of the Great Australian Dream, I guess I'm playing on that idea that the migrants came here for that Great Australian Dream. You know, especially for my generation, I think we do feel that sense of, you know, we're kind of in this limbo land of where is home and what is this dream that we're being sold, and is that really the dream, you know? Because I think for me, now that I'm older, the dream is retiring in Cyprus by the beach. I mean, maybe for my parents' generation as well, it's that thing of they thought that they wanted this dream, but maybe it hasn't measured up to what they thought it would be, because they still want to go back home and be in their homeland. So it's a very complex theme.
Another poem that I really like is titled White Wog. There are two things happening there. Either you're talking about Australia's European male migrants who are white, but they are privileged because of the skin color, of their skin color, or it's about the European migrants that are still facing discrimination and they're made just to cook in the kitchen or to make souvlaki, as you mentioned in the poem, or they don't show any solidarity about their sister, like for women, when they are in need.
I'm talking in the Australian context, so I do have a glossary in the book, I believe, where I talk about when I say the word WOG, what I mean. I'm talking about the migrants of Australia, Southern Europeans, that we were, you know, my dad's generation and our generation, we were called WOGs and racially vilified because of it. And then there was this whole surge of what we call WOG comedy, where we had like the Acropolis Now and WOG Boy and all these TV. And a lot of the times they say now, oh, you know, that the WOGs have been assimilated, like we are the white people now. We're not marginalized. We don't get discriminated against. The poem is about how we're called white WOGs, but we're still WOGs. Like we still get discriminated, but in more different silent ways that aren't as obvious. I feel as a writer, I do get discriminated against as a Cypriot writer, because that's a whole other topic, you know, how mm-hmm. the Cypriots get lumped in with the Greeks, but actually we are extremely marginalized. Our island is still colonized and divided. Our voices don't get heard because people just go, oh, you're just Greek. You're a white Greek. And it's like, well, no, my land is still colonized. My land is still divided. And you're calling me white. No. For that poem, I wanted to really show that as a Cypriot, this is how I feel in this land. I think that things have changed, mm-hmm. definitely, but I still think, you know, if you look at Australian fiction, for example, we only see male writers, Greeks. Mm-hmm. We don't see females, and there are no Cypriots. Yet Australia has one of the biggest populations of Cypriots in the diaspora.
Correct.
So where are the Cypriots? And where are the women? If there wasn't any marginalization or discrimination, we would see more of our voices mm-hmm. in Australian fiction.
Maybe we couldn't find our voice within our community. Maybe it's our fault that cannot put our work out there.
Oh, I think it's definitely that's got something to do with it as well. It's multifaceted. It's not just, it's this. It's definitely, you know, cultural pressures to conform because, you know, art is considered the job of the lazy when I was growing up. That's what it was called. And really, you don't really have any respect for your work until, you know, you've made it. And what does making it mean for the migrant? You know, that you're making a lot of money, basically, and you've achieved mainstream success. Well, a lot of writers haven't achieved that. I certainly haven't achieved that. Yeah, so it's a complex issue.
You mentioned Cyprus. I want to know, what's your relation with Cyprus? I mean, with its culture, with the society of Cyprus, you call it at some point a conservative society. Are you still proud of your Cypriot descent?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
it really conservative, the Cypriot society, like regarding human rights, LGBTQ issues, domestic violence, femicides, a lot are happening there.
I do think that there is some problematic issues in Cyprus regarding these rights, and I do think that they need to work at that. But there's also some more positives that I enjoy there. For example, I feel like I can just be free to walk down the street and not worry that, you know, as a woman, that someone's going to just get me, you know, or hurt me. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of crime here. That doesn't exist. There is crime in Cyprus, don't get me wrong. I just feel like it's more of a freer existence mm-hmm. than what I have here. Australia also has its problems. And if I was going to choose one place, I'd choose Cyprus because I like being near the sea. I like just having more freedom to just walk down the street at night and not worry. Mm-hmm. There's also like less political correctness. I feel like very stifled as a writer here in terms of political correctness and just not being free to just be myself. Mm-hmm. Australia is also very conservative in ways that Cyprus is not. So there's like pros and cons of each place. But if I were to choose one place, I'd choose Cyprus.
You mentioned that before, so I totally understand that. On the preface of your collection, you write that you still haven't found a publisher for your poetry because the publishing world, and I quote you, says your writing is not good enough. You're very disappointed, aren't you? And you're very angry with that, aren't you, Coralie?
I do have my short story collection coming out with a publisher later this year, which is a real achievement for me because I'm getting recognised by an Australian publisher. But I think it goes back to the conservativeness of the literary landscape, especially with poetry. Like, poetry is considered this certain high-quality academic endeavour, and you have to write poetry a certain way to be accepted, to be published by an Australian publisher, basically, in poetry. I also have a novel that, you know, I've been trying to get published for a long time, which I'm hoping will get published soon. But if you just don't act like a normal writer should act or say what a normal writer should say, then you're not going to get published. So, but if you act the right way and you do the right things, then you will. So I think me not getting published is because I've done things my own way and I say what I want to say the way I want to say it. You know, unfortunately, I haven't found a publisher who is okay with me saying those things in my poetry. I'm not so much disappointed about it anymore because I have a distributor behind me. They've been distributing me for 10 years and they love me.
And you sell your books very well.
Absolutely, like, yeah. I mean,
in major bookstores.
I've been told by readings that I think in 2013, I don't know after that because they didn't tell me after that and they don't have records, but in 2013, I was the best-selling poet in readings. They tell me now that I am one of their best-selling poets. To have been self-published and be a best-selling poet in Australia for the poetry genre and have done it on my own, I'm proud of that. But at the same time, I think that poetry publishers in Australia might feel threatened by that, like the big ones, because it's like they don't want to be seen to be publishing my poetry or something because that would somehow downgrade the value of their poetry. So I think that one day I will get published by an Australian publisher for my poetry. I think it's just going to take some time for them to come around.
How can a listener find and purchase your books, Coralie? What's the best way to do it?
If they can be ordered from any bookshop around the world, if they don't have them in stock, otherwise you can order them online through Amazon. They're all available from there. She's not normal. She's not normal. Why isn't she normal? Why can't she be normal? Why can't she say normal things? She's not normal. Why can't she be normal? She makes me feel really uncomfortable. I can't, because she's not normal. Why can't she be normal and do normal things and speak in normal ways and say normal things and do normal things? Like, just be normal. God, it's just so infuriating. It makes me cringe. It makes me feel shit. Why can't she be normal? Why can't she be like us? Why can't she be like everyone else? Why? What's wrong with her? There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with her and her friends and people like her. What's wrong with them? Why can't they just be like us, like just normal? It's weird. It must be her parents or something went wrong. Something happened. And now she's just not normal. I wish she was. She makes me feel terrible. God. I hope she finds the help she needs. I hope she gets what she needs and finds what she needs. I really do. I really hope, I really pray that she does get the help that she needs so she can just be normal. And then I won't have to feel like this. Why can't her life be normal, like the things that she does in her life? Why can't that be normal? Why? I don't understand. There's a way things should be done. What's wrong with her? Why is she like that? I don't get it.
Coralie Dimitriadis, thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
It was an interview with Cypriot Australian poet and writer Coralie Dimitriadis, a production for SBS Greek by Pano Apostolou.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν; Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.